Welcome to On the Job, coming to you from the Verizon Room in Townsend Hall on the University of Missouri Columbia campus. Brought to you by the School of Information Science and Learning Technologies, On the Job interviews students and alums from the Library Science program who are currently working in the library and information field. This is Karen Robinson, your host for this segment. We're pleased to have with us Chris Tye from the U.S. Court Library, Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, that's located in East St. Louis, Illinois. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine.
We are so glad to have you with us today. And first, let me start by saying the way that I got to know you was through the St. Louis chapter of the Special Libraries Association. When I moved here about a year or so ago, Chris was the president. And so she now is the immediate past president of the St. Louis chapter of the Special Libraries Association. And I imagine, Chris, that before we start talking about your job as a librarian with the court, tell us a little bit about your work with Special Libraries Association.
Oh, well, I was first introduced to Special Libraries Association back when I took the class in Special Libraries. Stephanie Zagala was teaching it, and she was very active in Special Libraries Association. And so as soon as I got a job in a special library, I joined. It's a very good group. We have about 100 members. We meet every other month for a sort of educational social program. It's a great opportunity to network, to get to see what other libraries are out there. And we have librarians from business, museums, academic, specialized areas in public libraries, law firms, science libraries, quite a good spectrum of special libraries.
It sounds like there's a good representation of that. I know that currently you're working on a special project for the St. Louis chapter. What is that?
Well, as past president, I'm starting to work on the strategic plan for the next 5 years.
Oh, wow. What a project. And so what will that entail?
Basically, reaffirming, looking at our mission, our vision statement, and what we hope to accomplish as a SLA chapter within the next 5 years.
Well, I'm going to talk to you in a minute just about your work at the court library, but I also want to ask you, did courses in library school prepare you for developing strategic plans, setting forth or establishing a mission, a vision, and such like that?
I'm sure the class in management dealt with things like that. With certainly, they emphasize the importance of having a mission statement, and of having, you know, breaking that down into measurable goals and objectives.
So that this is what you felt that helped you to some extent, because this is exactly what I've been talking about in our management class recently. Establishing a vision, mission statement, and so forth, and strategic planning and the importance of it. Well, tell us some about your position at the U.S. Court Library, Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. First, tell us about what kind of library it is and then how you serve there.
Well, it's a law library. I'm actually a satellite library under the William J. Campbell Library for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which is located in Chicago. We have six satellite libraries. They're located located within the Seventh Circuit, and that encompasses Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. And then there's the headquarters library in Chicago. And we serve the judges that are in the circuit and their court staff.
So in your particular circuit, that would be the southern part of Illinois, Southern District of Illinois?
Right. I'm actually stationed in the Southern District of Illinois.
And is your library open to the public?
We're only open to the public by appointment only.
I see.
I am open to area attorneys who are having cases in the court. I try to limit appointments by the public because they partly take a lot of time to acquaint members of the public who have no legal background in how to use the different legal treatises and books and how to read citations. And for some practical reasons, since I'm the only one here, if I'm not here, someone shows up and I'm not here or not available, they would have wasted a trip, and also for security reasons.
Oh, I can imagine. Do you refer them to area law libraries then that are open?
Yes, occasionally. Over here we have the Madison County Law Library. I believe there's also St. Clair Law Library, and of course the universities.
Well, let me get back to the fact that you mentioned that you're a solo librarian in a sense. Can you describe to us how you are a solo librarian, what the hierarchy is, who do you answer to, and who else might you work with?
I work directly for Gretchen Van Dam, who is the circuit librarian for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals Library, and I have the whole staff in Chicago to fall back on for resources, and also these six other satellite librarians that I can go to for interlibrary loans. We do a lot of borrowing and faxing material. When I was a law firm librarian, I really was a solo. I was the only librarian there, and I had to do everything, budgeting, shelving, ordering, collection development. Here I'm sort of a solo in the sense that in my location I'm the only person, but I do have a network of other librarians within the circuit who I can go to for help, and the main Chicago library does the actual budgeting and ordering and acquisitions so that I don't have to do those parts.
How fortunate for you.
Yes.
Because a lot of our students will end up eventually in a solo library job. How do you manage your time?
I sort of like juggling my time. I like the fact that as a solo, you have to learn a little of everything, and you have to, you know, sort of, you don't get stuck in anything for a long time. You can hop from entering the cataloging records to doing the shelving to filing the loose leaves. So it's just sort of a constant flow.
So that you like the variety.
Right.
Well, are there any special projects that you're working on in your library right now?
Oh, I maintain the web pages, the internal and external web pages for all the libraries in the circuit.
Oh.
And we've also developed an online bulletin, an email bulletin for the court. We call it Bill's Bulletin because we're the William Campbell Library, and it goes out every Monday. We include recent Seventh Circuit opinions, news of interest to the judiciary, news about congressional activity that might affect the judiciary, and just sort of library news and tips and tidbits, and I contribute to that.
Well, let me go back to, you mentioned the William J. Campbell Library. That one is located in Chicago, and that's
right.
Kind of like the parent library.
Right.
And on your website, there was an interesting page called Ask Bill.
Right.
And it stands for the Best Internet Law Library.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
That's actually developed by one of our other satellite libraries, Pat Piasecki in South Bend.
Uh-huh.
And she does a great job of working on that. She checks it frequently. The entries are all annotated. It's quite extensive. It's broken down to federal legal resources, state resources, legal subjects, and general resources.
I would like to mention that your website, the URL for your website so that people can view this, is www.lb7.uscourts.gov. And they can remember the LB7 because it stands for Library Seventh Circuit Court, so to speak. So that's lb7.uscourts.gov. It's a great website. As I was looking at it, I was noticing all the legal resources that are available to even the general public. I'm sure that legal staff, law staff, and judges and so forth use this, but I believe that the general public would find it useful as well.
Yes, and we have on the external website, try to gear it to the general public. On my East St. Louis homepage, I've tried to include things that that would help the public in any pro se cases that they have, like area legal resources and other libraries in the area that they can go to.
Well, there is so much to know about legal research. How did you learn everything that you needed, all the different aspects, to perform the legal research effectively?
Actually, when I was in library school, I was lucky enough to take a class in legal research and bibliography at Mizzou. It was taught by Martha Drach, I believe now Pearson, who is the director of the Mizzou University Law Library. And it was a great class, a good introduction to it. And after that, Ann Fessenden, who's the circuit librarian for the 8th Circuit, also taught a course in law library management, which was quite good.
So you took that while you were in library school?
I took the legal bibliography and reference while I was in library school, and then I went back and audited the class on management.
Very good. So because I know that in the very short time that I had a couple of legal research workshops, I think I got halfway through the first hour, and then I started getting lost because there's so much to know. What would you recommend for our library science students who may want to pursue a career in law librarianship?
Certainly the American Association of Law Libraries, AALL, has many good resources for students and brochures on a career in law librarianship. Their URL is aallnet.org, I believe. And certainly visiting law libraries. I believe they still offer the courses at Mizzou. I was just actually doing this, reading a survey of library schools that offered legal research classes and saw that Mizzou still had several available.
Yes. They definitely do. They offer them from time to time, which is great. Let me ask you a couple of questions also. With your job, you mentioned you like the variety. Is that what you like best about your job?
Certainly it is. I serve a good variety of clients. I have the judges, the law clerks, the court staff, the clerk's office staff, probation, parole officers, libraries, law school interns.
That's a variety.
Right, area attorneys and some of the public.
Oh, that's great. So it does keep, you do have contact with people, even though you're a solo librarian. It sounds like you do have contact with people on a regular basis. Well, are most of your questions walk-in, call-in, email? How do you receive most of your questions?
Probably email from the law clerks here.
I see. Now, let me go back a little bit, and we like to think that our library school graduates, had previous lives, so to speak.
Right.
What did you do before you started library school, and what led you to the job that you have now?
Actually, I taught special education. I taught severe, profound, mentally and physically handicapped, normally for the state schools for severely handicapped.
Uh-huh.
And I would do that for 3, 4, 5 years and get burnt out physically and mentally, and then I quit.
That's a great job. I admire people who can do that. I really do.
Well, I could do it for short periods, and then I quit, and I do something like clean offices or be a chore or cook. I said I had to have a different career. I couldn't keep going in and out of that, and I just always loved libraries and thought it would be a good move for me.
Well, did you start volunteering in a library? Did you work in a library prior to going to library school?
No, I didn't realize that I was sort of an anomaly. I just started in at library school and soon realized that everybody else in class had years and years and years of experience and was working in a library and even had substantial jobs there. So I did, after I started, get a job at the Kirkwood Public Library. And I was there for 2.5 years. I was the key computer operator and in the library loan clerk.
And then at what point did you make the decision to go to library school and begin library school then?
Well, that was after I began library school.
Oh, that was after. Okay. And so you had your experience there. Then did you pursue a job in law librarianship after that? That you mentioned that you were at a law firm for a short time.
Right. Actually, I did end up taking the class in legal bibliography and reference, partly because my husband's works in a law library.
Oh.
And so I thought, well, what he did sounded interesting, and he could help with the class. And partly because, for the completely craft reason, that you had to take so many hours actually on campus, and that was offered on a Saturday morning, so I could actually do it. And
that was convenient.
Yes, it was. And so I did actually end up enjoying the class. And it just so happened when I graduated, I was offered two jobs, one as a school librarian and one in a law firm. I thought, well, it would be good to kind of break out of education if I was ever going to do that. And so I tried the law firm library job, and it worked out.
Is that what led to your job at the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals?
Yes. Actually, it was very lucky for me that the same month that the firm announced that they were merging with another firm and I'd be laid off, I saw the job at the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals and was able to move to this.
Where did you see that job posted?
In the Post, the newspaper.
In the newspaper. Because a lot of our students, especially those who are getting to graduate, are always looking for, okay, how do I find the jobs that I want? And, of course, a lot of them do want to stay in the area, but it's not always possible for them to find jobs here. More and more, though, I'm seeing that we do have great jobs available in the St. Louis area and throughout Missouri.
And our special library chapter does have a page on an employment guide page.
Oh, okay.
If you go to it's www.sla.org/chapter/CSTL.
Which stands for Chapter St.
Louis.
Okay,
right.
CHSTL.
Right. There's an employment guide, and it lists a variety of resources, professional associations, and library employment resources, library schools, and other library job resources.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's a great service that SLA offers. Well, I also know before, we only have a couple more minutes here, I know before we close that AALL is holding a conference in St. Louis this summer. When will that be?
It's July.
July.
I should know this. It's the week after July 4th.
Okay.
I believe it starts the 7th through the 12th. And it would be the national conference.
So this would be a great opportunity for library science students to be introduced to law librarianship, just to kind of put their toes in the water to see if they're interested in this type of career.
Yes, it would be great. We'll have librarians from all over the country, probably international also, from academic libraries, law firms, every type of law library that there is.
Well, then we will refer as many students as we can to this conference coming up with the American Association of Law Librarians.
Yes.
And let them know that it's right here in their backyard, that they can visit it and get to know a little bit more about it. In closing, let me ask you two more questions. Has your view of librarianship changed since you started this job?
Oh, I don't think it has. I mean, it is very customer service oriented, especially being in a special library, and you have to be very proactive.
Mm-hmm. That is along the same lines of what you believed 10 or 12 years ago when you first got into librarianship.
Those are probably more important than I would have thought back then.
Okay. To be more proactive and
yes,
customer-oriented and so forth. What bit of advice would you offer new library science graduates or soon-to-be graduates?
Well, certainly since I'm involved in both AALL and Special Library Association, that networking is very important. It's a good way to form a support group, to find out what sort of libraries are out there, to have people to go to ask for advice or help, especially if you're in a solo library situation.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close?
No, don't think so. It's just
network, network, network.
Yes.
That's what I also share with the students, and I know that several of the other faculty do that as well. Well, thank you, Chris, for being on our program, and we appreciate it, and we hope to see you at some of the SLA events in St. Louis as well as AALL. And thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you to our listeners for joining us on this segment of On the Job, produced by the School of Information Science and Learning Technologies at the University of Missouri Columbia. The On the Job program that you have just listened to will be archived on the LIS Radio website at lisradio.missouri.edu.